So there's no real preamble for this week's podcast. So before we get into it, I'm just going to flick to a random page in this book that I have that I took out of my toilet called Jokes for the John, which is just a bunch of random. All right, let's flick to a random joke. Here we go to start the podcast. Time flies like an arrow. Fruit flies like a banana. That's stupid.
Ooh, GMAT. Yay.
Hello and welcome to episode 132 of the GMAT podcast. Today's episode of the podcast is brought to you by our merch, which is available at teespring.com/stores/TheRealGMAT. Please go get yourself some GMAT merch. Get a shirt, get a jumper, get a mug, get a phone case, get whatever you can. I'd appreciate seeing that. And tag us on tag TheRealGMAT on Instagram if you do get your merch and you want to rep it. That'd be so cool. It's also brought to you by Manscaped, the kings in male downstairs grooming. Thank you so much, Manscaped, for supporting us. I'll talk more about Manscaped later and throw you guys an offer that you can't refuse. There was no intro this week. This is a special episode. So I thought I couldn't be bothered making one. No, but if you would like to submit an intro to the podcast, please do so by sending it to contact@therealgmat.tv. I'd love to see your intros. We do have some intros coming up over the next few weeks. I'm looking forward to it. Please submit those intros. I would love to hear them. All right. What's going on this week? Am I alone? That's correct. I am alone. This week, I thought it would be a good opportunity. We have a bunch of new listeners coming into the podcast, people who want to start listening, especially over at Twitch, twitch.tv/TheRealGMAT. I'm streaming there all the time. Please come join the fun. There's a lot of people who are just learning about the podcast and want to have just come over and started listening. But we're quite deep into it. Episode 132. That's a lot of episodes to catch up on. So I thought... This week, I've wanted to do this for a few weeks, but this week in particular, we're also busy. We were having trouble locking a schedule down, so I said, "Why not? I'm gonna do this retrospective thing this week, and we'll come back next week fresh and ready to do the regular podcast." Spoilers. This is a little retrospective of the podcast. For those new listeners and for people who've been listening for a long time that want to learn some stuff, I just want to tell you guys some stories from behind the scenes, and I'll just dabble in some great clips, some moments from the podcast across the last 132 episodes. Specifically, I want to kind of focus on the less popular stuff. I will cover some of the bigger stories that everyone talks about in the stream and talks about constantly with us. So we're gonna be talking about everything today, but I kind of want to just go through the whole thing from start to finish, where we started, where we are now, and the journey that we've been on. That sounds so lame, but there's a lot of stuff that I want to talk about. So let's start from the beginning, which nobody can hear, by the way, unless you support us on Patreon, patreon.com/TheRealGMAT. The first 16 episodes are unavailable, and you can only listen to them there. And this was a patch of time that I intentionally made unavailable because it was a patch where I was trying to work out the podcast. So for the first, I think maybe episode 1 to 12, I did on Discord. Well, episode 1 to 16 I did on Discord, but specifically episode 1 to 12 or 1 to 11 or 1 to 13, around that time, I was doing the... I was just sort of getting anybody. And when I say not anybody, I appreciate all the people that came and did the podcast with me. Like, you got Luca and Bruce and Benno and Bernie was on there as well. Brian and Jordan, just friends of mine who I played video games with. I'd be like, "Hey, you want to come chat? You want to do the podcasts this week?" And they're like, yeah, sure. I got time. And we just jump on Discord and we'd talk. And that was the entire podcast. There was no direction. There was no, guidance. There was no idea. We were just kind of talking. I didn't start the podcast, and as we'll come to talk about, we didn't really have much direction or idea what we were doing for a long time. But that's kind of the fun of it. It was fun to just sort of have this free, uncontrolled thing that we were doing week to week, and it was just another way for me to be making content and expressing creativity and doing all this. So it was good fun, and I did enjoy those first 16 episodes. But yeah, then around episode 12 or 13, I think I mentioned to Ben J, and for those who obviously who are up to date with the podcast, everybody knows the three of us on the podcast. I'm the host, and my two co-hosts and two of my closest buddies in the whole wide world, Ben J and Aiden, are now, it's the staple. This is how the podcast works. But back then, that's not how it was. I remember Ben had maybe listened to an episode. And he was like, that's funny shit. And I think, I don't want to sell him out here, but I think maybe he said, let me come on one time. We'll shoot the shit. Or I said, do you want to come on? Either way, it was very relaxed. It was very unplanned. But I was like, sure, let's do it. But I didn't bring him in to do it with, you know, Ben or, Benno or Bruce or any of those people, because he didn't really know them. I thought, oh, you know what? You and I have such good banter. We'll just do an episode, you and me. And we did an episode and it was phenomenal. And no shit talking anybody else that was on the podcast before that, but it was the best episode I'd done so far. And I was like, oh, this is really something. And I was like, hey man, talking to Ben J, do you want to do it again next week? Episode 14? He was like, fuck yeah. Next week, he was like, do you want to do it again? Episode 15? And he was like, sure thing. And that's sort of how it happened. He just sort of, then I really dogged everyone else. Keep in mind, before this, there was no planning. No one was attached to it. I just sort of stopped doing it with other people. I think Brian came on and did a guest spot much later on, and Luca as well. And Benno's obviously done guest spots. And I can't imagine we're not going to have Bruce on, considering we now live together 3 years later. But yeah, that was, then it just sort of became me and Ben. So why don't I play you guys a clip? These episodes aren't available to most people. But for you guys, I will play one clip from these unpublished episodes. I can't off the top of my head remember what episode. I want to say this is episode 15. God, this is bad planning. So I think this is episode 15. Ben and I were talking about you know what? Why don't I just play the clip?
Hey, can I segue into a note that I've got that I want to talk about?
Can you?
Yep. I'm gonna mention the guy because I can't imagine.
You quickly, just before, I keep saying this every time, you need a sound drop for when you're doing a really clunky segue, because then it sews everything together and it's a little gag that everyone gets involved in. Gee, Matt, yay.
I'll mention the guy. Actually, I'll mention him while we're here, but if you think that's inappropriate, I'll bleep it out. Because the guy's never going to watch the videos, and I hate him. So the week before last week, whichever the last podcast came out, we were talking about how we nearly had a radio gig, and you were like, oh, I didn't bring you, you didn't invite me to the meetings, and blah 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 blah. And I was pulling out some excuses about why I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
I remembered why I didn't invite you to the meeting.
Oh, now that you've had 3 or 4 weeks to make something up, yeah. What did you remember, quote unquote?
No. I didn't make it up. It just it all came flooding back in.
Uh-huh.
I felt the last meeting I took you to prior to that, I felt bad about. I was trying to keep it like, because you and I were creating this professional relationship, and the first professional meeting I took you to was not a reflection on my abilities to queue up meetings. So I was like, I'm gonna go to this meeting with these old people at the radio station, which will probably be awful and trash, and if I don't bring Ben into it, then later on I can be like, oh, Ben, the meeting was great, it was, and you know, just lie to you basically so that you'll stick on board and you'll keep working with me.
That is how you've kept this relationship tethered. It's
just lying,
purely through the string of lies.
So the first meeting I took you to, I won't say his name, let's call him David.
It's weird that we both came up with that fake name.
Let's not say his last name, though.
I can't remember it.
I know it, because it's like...
Of course you do.
It's like Charlie Chaplin or Donald Draper. His name's like that. It's
David,
like,
Duchovny.
Let me... all right, let's play a game with the viewers at home. I'll talk about my experience of the meeting, and then you talk about the truth of how that meeting went.
It was a long time ago.
This is the first play. You wrote this play, and it was our first attempt at, I guess, writing. I mean, you'd probably written stuff before, but it was our first attempt at writing and then producing and putting on a play. And we went to this. We went to this guy. I'd spoken to this guy, and I said, "Look, we've got this play. You've got this nice space, this nice theater that I imagine is cheap because you own it. Maybe we could do some kind of thing, some kind of ticket splits, because we don't have any money. We want to do like a ticket splits and maybe open up the bar and sell like that sort of thing." I was trying my hardest to find a theater who would put us up without asking for some crazy deposit on the actual theater,
yes,
which is usually like $3,500 or $4,000 or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And he was like, "Yeah, that sounds like something we could do. Let's sit down and talk about it." And so he went to this meeting, and we explained to him the plot of the play and everything we wanted to do, how many nights I wanted to run it for, you know, how long the play was, here it was, what, and he said, "Yeah, sounds great. You know, sounds good. We could definitely do it. 100%. We will do it. Locked in. I do want to ask a favor of you though. I'm putting on a show soon. Maybe you guys could come.
That's right.
Maybe you guys could come be a part of this show." And
I forgot how slimy this guy was.
And you were like, "I can't really do it." And I was like, "But I will do it." Like I didn't want to do it, but I knew you weren't gonna. So I was like, "I need to take this bullet." I was like, "Yeah, I'll do it. I'm done. I'll come and be in your show. Done deal." Mm-hmm. Hands shake. We go. I call back maybe 3 days later because he was supposed to email me with some details and something to sign or whatever. And I said, "Hey, we're pretty excited. We're gonna start rehearsing on whatever day. We've got a rehearsal space booked and all that sort of stuff." And he was like, Hey, slow down, Matt, slow down. We haven't agreed on anything. I haven't said yes. I said it's a hard maybe at this point. And by your attitude about this whole thing, I really think you need to learn a bit more about the industry and understand, you know, how things work." I basically turned him down at that point. I said, "All right, we won't work together." Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How did you feel the meeting went?
Do you still have the email from him?
You talk about the meeting and I'll try and look it up.
Yeah, okay. So I'd forgotten a lot of that stuff, but as you're saying it, it's coming back to me. It's not that far off. The only bit that I think in my memory is different to what you said was... Yeah, you had corresponded with him a little bit before to set up the meeting.
Like two emails.
And during that, he was like, "Yeah, nah, I don't know. We don't really do that. But hey, come have a talk." And so he kind of flip-flopped on that. And then you got your foot in the door. So we drove all the way down there to fucking St. Kilda or Moorabbin or wherever it was.
You're right. He did. He was saying that it's probably a no-go, but come chat.
Yeah, he was really wishy-washy and you'd managed to turn him around. And that's how you persuaded me to go to the meeting. Like, "Look, I need you to come down to this thing because I've got him, you know, he's on the ropes. He's about to crack and he didn't want to do it originally. And this place will be so super cheap." And you're putting in so much effort breaking your back to get this thing going that I thought, it's the least I can do for you, really. You're putting in so much work. I could do something. So we went to this meeting. We go in there. We start talking to him and I feel like we were in there for a long time, but the first half of the meeting in my memory, I can't remember a single word that was spoken, but it just feels like fluff. It was just fluffy nonsense. I think, wasn't he just bragging to us for ages?
That was your big problem with it, was that when we left the meeting, we were like, he talked for an hour about how good he is.
That was my impression of it, but do you agree that that's what happened? Was there a lot of that?
You remember that very anything. Accurately. That's very accurate.
It's vague but accurate. All right. So, yeah, we went in there. He just told us about all these shows he'd put on and how amazing he was and how great the space was and how he built it up from nothing and how he was a drama teacher here and these how he'd... Oh, that's right. How he was asking
It's
people,
all coming back.
Yeah, it is. It certainly is. How much of a fucking twat this guy was. Wasn't he talking about getting people to, like, jump off rafters and shit and just saying they don't have the commitment to put their body on the line and potentially incur a workplace injury? Then they're really not... Their heart's not in it. It's like, what the fuck are you talking about, you mental patient?
So I'm going to end that clip there because after that, we just straight up started reading Addy's emails. I guess a sort of older, wiser GMAT thinks that could be unwise. It might get me in trouble. that's what happened. The end of that story basically is that he ended up, I sent him an email where I was like, after we had our meeting, everything seemed like it was a go ahead. And then I sent him an email being like, sent this guy an email being like, "Hey, so what's the next step?" And he was like, whoa, slow down, cowboy. I haven't agreed to anything yet. And then he gave me a lecture about how my immaturity and my jumping down that email I sent him where I was like, all right, let's get the ball rolling, showed immaturity and I wasn't ready. And so he bailed on the whole thing. And we basically just, I sent him back a couple of emails where I said, he's an asshole and this is really weird. And anyways, so that was the end of that story. But if you go on Patreon, you can hear the whole story yourself, as well as the next week we do a follow-up on the story to iron out some details that we missed. All right, so then we're up to episode 17, which is the first episode that is publicly available to listeners, either at Podbean. I don't think it's on Spotify for whatever reason. I don't think it distributes to Spotify. It's not sure why, but it's available on Podbean. And how it sort of started was I was doing these episodes with Ben over Discord, and we were chatting about, hey, we should do this physically. We should do it in person. And I was like, well, I don't think I have the capabilities to do that because I was running my microphone, which was a dynamic singer's microphone. So you have to have it right up to your lips. I was running that through a thing that only went into my PC and it only had one microphone slot. And I was like, I'm not sure what I can do. And he's like, well, I've got this thing. I can't remember the name of it. We used to talk about it all the time. But it was this little recording device that you could put four microphones into and use it as a microphone. So we could, theoretically, we could have had five people on the podcast, but someone has to talk into it. So it was going to be a little bit messy. And I was like, well, fuck it. Let's do it physically. And then I can't remember exactly what gave me the idea, but I think we thought about, it was when he said, you can have five people. I was like, oh, who else could we have on this podcast? And I remember Aiden and I were best mates, but only like fresh best mates. It's one of those weird things where you don't find yourself making friends when you're an adult. But yeah, we were like we were at the end of our university degrees, and for whatever reason we did something together at uni and we just hit it off, and it was like stepbrothers, like, are we best friends? It was and then we started hanging out all the time. We're playing video games. Yeah, we just became best buddies real quick. And Ben knew him, and Aiden and Ben and I were doing had done a show together the year before, and I was like, why don't we bring Aiden in? Because, you know, Aiden's loud and funny. Aiden has the biggest laugh you've ever heard. I don't know. I remember pitching it to Ben that way. I was like, I feel like the three of us would have a really good chemistry. And Ben was like, I don't give a fuck, sure. And I was like, cool. So I messaged Aiden. I was like, hey, do you want to come do this podcast physically? We've already done 17 episodes, but come, you know. I don't think it was a planned thing where we would continue doing it, all three of us. But I thought this would be fun. So we had this set up. Ben had a music stand in front of him that we bent to have it flat, and he put the thing that you plug the microphones into that was also a microphone in front of him on the music stand. And then I had a dynamic microphone that went to my mouth. And then we ran another dynamic microphone over to Aiden on a stand that didn't quite stand up. So we had to lay it. We had to have like bags of flour over it to keep it upright. It was really weird. And in those first episodes, you can hear Aiden kind of sounds like he's like a bit far away because the microphone was a dynamic microphone and he hadn't, you know, he'd done musical theater. So he was always used to, you know, the big Madonna microphone on the side of your mouth. So he wasn't talking directly into the microphone. It was all a bit like, it was all so loose, and half-assed, but it was so much fun and people were enjoying these episodes that we were putting out. These ones, the three of us in the room together, it felt like a real podcast. And even now when we listen back, I think that audio sounds so shit. People were enjoying this stuff. All right, I'll play you guys a clip. This is our first episode, and this story still comes up from time to time. It's not one of the big popular ones that everyone always talks about, but we do hear it here and there. So here we go. Episode 17, shoving something up my ass. Clip, let's go.
No, I won't be talking about that.
Matt put a dildo up his butt. That one never went up. Let's tell that story. Yeah. That's a funny one.
May as well.
That's an actual funny story.
We've come this far.
That's harmless.
You tell it and I'll chime in.
Okay, so did you text me?
Are we talking about when it was on stream or are you just telling me?
Or the actual story? But we were doing a stream.
So hang on, you streamed putting what?
No,
where?
No, no. Well, the three of us were streaming and I said, it came up in my brain that Matt put a dildo up his bum. And I thought, oh, I'll tell that story, but first I'll ask.
Can you stop saying dildo and say vibrator?
It's the same thing.
It's not, because it wasn't shaped like
one's
a cock.
One's battery operated. Right,
okay. He put a cylinder up his arsehole.
A pink cylinder on my
A pink vibrating cylinder.
Good
and
Lord.
It came up and I thought, oh, I won't say it yet. I'll just text him and ask him. I said, what story? And he goes, what story? I said, I text him, dildo up butt. And he goes, absolutely don't tell that story.
So on the stream, by the way.
The stream.
So we're streaming and you say.
Yeah. I'd send him a text. He goes, nah, don't tell that story. Absolutely not. Under no circumstances, I said something like,
nah, don't. Right. I wasn't
lying.
Yeah,
but it was I would love to go back and hear that stream.
You read it and you went, absolutely not. Do not say that story.
I don't remember hearing that at all.
Not telling the story.
I remember him saying, no, but you said live over the stream with no context whatsoever, just don't tell that story.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Did I say anything about that? Did I hear that?
Yeah, you wanted to hear it, but I didn't say it.
You might have said, Matt, can I tell a story? And I would have been like, text it to me.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Don't tell that story.
Yeah. So then... 15 minutes later, I was just like, hey, Matt, remember that time you put a dildo up your butt? And he was like, well, fuck.
Well, there it is. Put it fucking out there.
And chat liked it. It was pretty funny.
Who?
The chat.
Yeah.
Just the folks watching.
They needed to be daddied up on a little.
It was very funny. So tell us about your actual experience.
Why?
What was the thought process? I mean, I put up things up my butt for a living.
I know, but it's like, sometimes you got to try new things. You got to, and obviously getting shit up your ass feels all right. So I was like, I should.
Well, yeah, but it's like the prostate part that is.
How did you know before this that putting shit up your ass?
Well, then why would so many people shove shit?
Yeah,
up
why do gay men then have anal sex, or anybody have anal sex?
Context: Aiden's gay. Aiden can say whatever he wants.
Yeah, I'm gay. I can say that about gay guys.
Wait, what do you mean? You have to be gay to say that gay men have anal sex?
Yeah, gay men have anal sex. It's not saying I'm
because
not saying
for whatever reason the way Aiden being a gay man, the way he said that was so aggressive. I was like, if he was straight, that would have sound. Anyways, he loves shoving shit up his ass. So yeah, Aiden likes
Matt gave me key to his house. He can say whatever he wants.
Aiden likes putting cock up his bum, and I was like, well, you know.
Well, okay, not exclusively. Let's just unpack that for a moment. It's not. I don't just sit around.
Okay, he likes putting cock and cylinders up his ass.
Vibrating pig ones only.
So I thought.
Sorry.
I tried.
He wanted to put a dildo up his butt because he thought he was gay.
No, I. Yeah.
All right.
I was like, I might. You know,
he wouldn't let me do it, so he did it while I left.
Did it at home by myself, did a home job.
I think if you were going to do it and you'd never done it, you would want a professional.
I tried a finger.
Did you have shit? Was there shit all over it when you put it out?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Not all over it.
No. I mean, it was like a ring.
Of what?
No.
Of shit. A ring of shit on the pink vibrating cylinder that definitely wasn't a dildo.
I've tried putting something up my butt 3 times.
That's too many times.
Because it's like, obviously it feels all right, but I was like, I tried it once. I was like,
so much perseverance.
I was like, no, I can't.
It's just not for you.
Tried a fingy. I think I tried a finger again.
Yeah, but a fingy's a little different because it's a hard angle. It's
so
a hard
casual.
Angle.
Your hands in your pockets, well, leaning back, be like, yeah, I tried a finger. Like, oh, whatever.
It's the only way I can be fucking casual. I can only talk about it as being casual. And then I was like, all right, here we go. Third time's the charm.
Finger's difficult because it's a weird angle. You got a fingernail. What if they're too long? You could cut your arsehole. That'd be a whole thing.
I went everywhere. I tried finer bits. I tried, you know, I was really trying to get something going, but
okay.
I couldn't.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm glad you tried it. I wish more straight men were open to that.
And then I tried a pink vibrating dildo and it was...
Did you turn the vibrations off?
Yes.
What did that feel like?
No. It just doesn't work. It just doesn't... I also don't know if I found my prostate or not.
No, God no. How far did you go in? Like, demonstrate with your hands.
This episode of the GMAT podcast is on.
Putty by tiny finger.
I couldn't tell you.
It's deep.
Yeah, I went far enough that I was like, this isn't okay.
Yeah.
What made you think it wasn't okay?
Because there's something up my ass.
You just all of a sudden...
You know, did something poke back?
So
what
do you mean? You know when you're sitting at home and someone shoves a pink vibrator up your ass?
Yeah.
Doesn't feel good, does it? That doesn't feel right. Doesn't feel...
Oh, you tricked me. Damn it.
So, yeah. There was no...
What a subject.
But you're so persistent. You tried... This is the third time you've tried it. You're because like, no, we're going
to
do it.
It's supposed to be all right.
No. And you hit some threshold
where
warning bells went off and you're like, no, you know what? No.
Well, that wasn't a threshold. I just wasn't doing anything and I was like...
Yeah, but were you doing it out of a scientific... Were you in the mood and you were like, I'm going to have a bat.
Oh, God. How am I going to get...
You don't have to answer, but like if you're in the mood and you're going to go
for it
anyway...
I wasn't sitting at home going, I should try shoving something up my ass again. It was... I want to jerk my ding dong.
Right. Okay. And I'll try.
I should shove something up my ass.
Okay. Yeah.
See
okay. So that's a better mind. Okay. That's good.
So all three times.
Well, it's better than just sitting on the couch going, maybe this time. Because it's never going to be any good if you're just like, I'll just shove it up my ass now.
All three times I tried it, I was ready to go. Okay. And all three times I tried it, killed everything. Good. And I didn't get to, you know.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Fuck this podcast.
Well, you can get rid of all of that.
No, it's all going to stay in now.
Excellent.
Good shit. It's good. All right. So let's jump ahead a few weeks. Episode 30. So if we're going from episode 17 to episode 30, episode 30 came out right after G-Stream. I think it was our first ever G-Stream. And G-Stream is a 12-hour stream that I started which we raise money for Child's Play. So the first year we did it, we tried to raise $500. The next year we tried to raise $1,000. The next year we raised $2,000. And we always hit our goals. It's such an amazing time in the year. But this one, that episode 30 came out right after that. And you know what? I talk shit. I talk lies. That first year we did it, we weren't raising money for Child's Play. We were raising money to buy equipment for the podcast. And then we did it. So episode 30, we spent $500 to upgrade the podcast to get some microphones, some better microphones that weren't, you know, dynamic microphones, so we didn't have to put our lips right on the thing, and a mixer so that I could record everything straight into a laptop. It wasn't a great setup, but it was a setup. It wasn't this Frankenstein room thing that we'd done. It was microphones on stands, on scissor stands, proper cables and into a mixer that went into my laptop. It was better than back then. That's a shit setup. Sorry, now that's a shit setup. But back then, it was like 500 Christmases rolled into one. It was I looked at this setup that we made and I was so excited. So that episode 30 was the first time we used that equipment. I'm not gonna play a clip from that episode because again, we still hadn't quite worked out what we were doing. The episodes leading up to that, like Aiden and Ben and I were on it a lot. But it was still a mix, you know. There was some buddies of mine came on. I did one with Brian. I did one with my friend Bort. Some weeks Aiden wasn't available. Some weeks Ben wasn't available. Aiden was going to Europe as well. So Aiden was about to be gone for a month. So we had new equipment. Or I should say, I'm going to say I, because at this point it was just still sort of my little thing that I was doing. I can't remember at what point I like locked in Ben and Aiden and said, this is our podcast. This is what we're, you know, I think maybe I was worried about asking them to do something that wasn't, you know, that had no financial gain or anything like that, just to commit to something that was just for me. It was just sort of this loose thing, but we had new equipment, but we had no vision, no real idea. It was just sort of shooting the shit. And if you go back and listen to episode 30, you can tell we're talking about television shows and there's no stories, which is what the podcast is primarily now. It was just shooting the shit, chatting about nothing. And it's a little, you can tell we're a little bit lost. So then after that, I think within those few weeks of episode 30, Aiden goes to Europe, and then Ben and I move in together. As you guys would know, for those who were listening during that time, we lived in a house where there was a big main property, like a house that Ben and his partner lived in. And then behind the house, there was a smaller unit or a granny flat, which was a one bedroom that I lived in. So we're on the same property. We lived together, but we had our own spaces. It was really, really cool and worked out conveniently for everyone. It was amazing. There isn't a lot of iconic moments that people quote all the time, but I'll play a clip here from our second episode in the new house with just me and Ben. Episode 34, this is.
Tiny Bill, the independent developer and publisher, and Pocket Casts, who do some casting in their pocket. Hi, Ben. Oh, fuck you. You're already in such a rough mood to do the podcast with.
No, I'm not.
What's going on? You tired?
I was just wondering.
Go on.
As you were starting it then.
Yeah.
If us living together is going to drastically reduce the amount we have to say to each other on a podcast.
Do you really think so?
It's either going to be more or less. It can't be the same.
I think more. I think more things are going to happen. Mm-hmm. Like just before, when I'm screaming my pussy from my window to your window, that made me so happy.
There is a lot of that.
I just thought about, I could see your laundry window. And I'm like, meh. And I wait 10 seconds. And then the silhouette of you moves into the laundry. Hey. There's going to be a lot of that. So
I am surprised so far.
Yeah.
I don't know whether it's the novelty, because we've been here, what, almost a week?
7 days.
Is it really? Well, you've been
I've been here seven days. This is my 8th day here.
Okay. How much you are GMAT? Like, because I've been friends with you for a while, but we've gone through periods where we haven't seen each other so much. Like, if we're not doing a play or something, there's been times where we've gone, you know, a couple of months maybe without seeing each other.
I don't think that's true.
Okay. Then fuck me, I'm wrong.
Sorry. But like, you know, like weeks at a time. But yeah. I would have been like a couple of months. I'm doing my watch, everybody. Sorry. Continue.
I don't know. I feel like whenever I've come over, we hung out, it's been for a couple of hours at a time. We won't see each other the next day.
Yeah.
And I feel like you must just, you know, like most people, you get amped up at when there's sort of a company vibe and you're doing something and it's, you know, there's a party or a gathering or there's some sort of actual thing going on. But you are eerily the same even when nothing's happening. Like, I'll just come up to, give you your bowl back this morning that you gave me some halloumi in.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, what's that? Like, oh, it's just your bowl. Oh, from what? What's that from? And you gave me the halloumi. What? Oh, fucking! You just start doing some ridiculous shit. You can't have no conversation. It's always there's something. Or I'll walk past me like, oh, what are you doing? I'm fucking mad. And I'll just do some weird voice and a weird like ballet dance that ends up in something sexual.
This was an interesting point in the GMAT podcast history, because I account a lot of what the podcast is today to the fisting of Frenchman story, which everyone knows about. And we'll get into that in a minute. But let's talk about moving in with Ben. So as much as the fisting a Frenchman thing did define the podcast, there is this thing that sort of gets washed over in my mind, which was Ben and I were now, like, we were always creative together. We don't talk about it a lot, but we would write shows together. Well, he would write and I would produce shows and we would put them on. We did this, I think, 3 times. We did a little bit of a tour, took one show down to Shepparton and did that sort of thing. So we were always creative together, but now we were like in this on the same property and seeing each other all the time. So we were always talking about GMAT, and he has and still to this day is always so for lack of a better word, invested in what I'm doing, and he's like, all right, it's become a meme between us for him to just walk up to me, sit down, and go, all right, how are we gonna make this thing blow up? So we would be talking all the time about GMAT and about the podcast, and I'd be telling him things back then that I'm still saying now, like, oh, I'd love to be doing it live one day. I'd love to be doing a video podcast. And we would just go back and forth with ideas, talk about equipment. And that's, I think that was a point when I realized that Ben was really like this. He was going to be on this podcast indefinitely. And we were sort of spitballing, and he, with me, kind of helped me to set up some of the ideas that would make the podcast what it is, which is him saying like, well, what are we? What makes us, what's our thing? We can't just be, you know, I talked about how people like Rooster Teeth and I don't want to use him as an example, but like one of the Paul brothers has a podcast, like where you already are a thing, which is what I was trying to be, was a streamer or a creator. And then I have a podcast, which is just another way for people to access content that comes out of my mouth. So it's not like My Dad Wrote a Porno or one of those podcasts where the podcast is the idea. It was more me and my online brand doing a podcast. And he was like, well, you can't just rely on that. You know, the podcast has to have something. And that's where we kind of came up. I'm like, well, we kind of tell. No, that wasn't yet. This comes later. All right. So he's setting up all these things in my mind. But in the podcast, we're still just shooting the shit. Sorry, I jumped ahead of myself. We're just shooting the shit. And then Aiden returns, and it's almost like these perfect elements came together where Ben was saying, you know, you need to find a voice, sort of. The podcast needs to have its own voice. And then Aiden comes back, and we record this episode with him where he tells this story, which was the fisting a Frenchman story. And we told a couple stories here and there, but this was the first time that I felt like the story was important. You know what? Actually, I lie. The first time I ever, the real like first time that I can remember being like, this feels like a good part of the podcast where we just tell a story and then we talk to each other about the story that the person's told and then we, you know, move on. It felt like we told good stories and we all had the ability to tell a story. And that was when Ben told the story about the kangaroo getting into where he used to live. But that, for whatever reason, that one didn't stick with me. It was the fisting a Frenchman story when I was editing it. I think because I added music, which has become a staple of the podcast, to support the stories and support what we're talking about with just a little bit of background music, nothing heavy, just like light jazz and stuff like that. And sometimes sound effects and everything else to just kind of make it feel a bit different. It feels edited. It doesn't feel as podcasty, but I didn't hate that. And yeah, so I remember when I was editing this story and the music was under it, I kind of had this moment where I was like, this is what I want to do. I want to tell good stories. I want to tell like Aussie yarns. I think this putting the music under it is an interesting way to make the podcast feel a little bit different. Yeah. Oh, you know what? Before we move on to this clip, I would love to one day, another one of these ideas that I have, I would love to, if we ever did a live podcast, I would love to have a pianist who accompanies us, just random improv accompaniment as we go. Just this idea of how to write. Anyways, that's stupid. Maybe one day. Anyways, let me play this story. I'm going to do a trim version because it's quite a long story. But this is episode 39, Fisting a Frenchman. Here we go.
Put a little bit there. Okay, now just be gentle. And I was like, okay, I don't know what I'm doing, so you'll have to tell me. And he had like a mirror here so he could see what was happening so I didn't kill him. Because I really could kill him. If I just went, he would have, like, that would have damage. So, you know, slowly, slowly, that's getting to, like, my knuckles. And I'm like, oh, this is, like, uncomfortable because of his pelvis. Like, it's like, I was like, oh my God.
If everyone could see the faces in the room right now. Yeah. Keep going.
So it's just, you know, whatever, doing that. And I was like, what do I do?
He's so
like,
hang on. So the hand position is a Italian.
Like a goose.
A bada bing.
It's a swan.
So you don't actually, it's not actually a fist. It's like
you're not punching. Well, I'll get
it's like that. A, hey.
It's you like want to see a bottle. Like, hey, let me put this in your asshole, man. It's like that. So it's in, straight in. And he's like, just sort of like, let me get used to it for a while. He kept saying, you have big hands. And I was like, oh, this is whatever. Because I'm here now, whatever. So, you know, doing that. And then he's like, all right, take it out. And then put it back in, take it out. Just really get this used to the in and out thing. And then he was like, okay, so I really like it when one hand leaves and the other hand goes straight in.
What?
Not overlapping, but like in and out and in and out and in and out and in and
like
out.
Like fucking right? Wax on, wax off.
Like wax on, wax off. He was really loving it. And then we stopped. He's like, I need a break. I was like, okay.
Fair enough.
He did or you did?
He did.
Okay.
I didn't need a break because I was doing nothing.
Your triceps were
It sounds like manual labor.
It was. It was pretty hard on the arm.
Yard work.
His name was actually Jean-Claude, not manual labor. Keep going.
You fucking suck. He had a break, went and made sure everything else was clean because we were about to go deeper.
Through the looking glass now, people.
And in part two, Aiden's going to go deeper.
So he comes back and he's like, okay, so just, I was like, how deep can I go? Like, what is this? And he's like, oh, you know, I've had, yeah, you can go like up to your elbow if you want.
God.
And I was like, oh my God.
Did you put on one of those fucking hazmat suits?
No.
To go all the way. We're going through. He's
still in that position on the couch. And he's like, just make sure, remember, don't just push. You've got to negotiate your way through my intestine. Because intestines are like curled up like spaghetti.
Yeah, because so they're not just generally meant to have hands in them.
Right? So you had to just snake your way through.
It's like a magic school bus episode.
Yeah, snake your way through. And it felt so weird.
Good ass booty hole.
It felt so weird. This is all warm and slimy. Surprise. And then he was like, I've got another thing. If you'd like to try it, I can do...
Sorry.
I can do one other thing.
There's going to be another noise. And go.
I can do one other thing. And I was like, what's that? He's like, well, I like to sometimes sit on your hand. I was like, huh, how does that work? So I lay on the floor, well, on my back, and I had my arm.
Everybody like it says what it does on the box, doesn't it?
Right? Lay on the floor, and I had my arm next to me, and my, like on a right angle, my hand was facing the ceiling, right? So I'm lying like this. And he's got a chair, and he's holding onto the back of the chair, and he's just squatting. He squat all the way down to my elbow, which is a fairly long way and a fairly big arm.
What are you about, 6 foot tall?
I'm 6 foot one.
Imagine the forearm of a 6 foot man.
It's a big, and it's, I'm not skinny. It's not like a skinny arm. It's got a little bit of chubbly there. So he sat all the way down and I could feel his heartbeat.
No.
I could feel his spine. I could feel the base of his spine and it was really hurting my fingers and I could feel his pelvis.
I wonder what he could feel. A big fucking arm up his ass.
Yeah, he was like, yeah, it was really fucked up. It was really fucked up. And then that was it. He was like, okay, thank you.
Now, you had a nitrate glove that went to your wrist. But I'm hearing that they...
We had to lube up my forearm, but no glove on my forearm.
I cannot wait to do the sound and background.
But there was no shit. I was so convinced there was going to be some shit because, again, this I painted a picture so poorly for the gays. But sometimes, if you're having sex, you don't always have to douche your asshole out if you're a bottom. Sometimes you just have a good diet and you've had a shit that day. It's not going to be full of shit because, realistically, even the biggest dude's only going in about 10 inches, right? But my arm's a little longer than 10 inches, so I was like, yeah, I'm going to get some shit on me. Not a single bit, which is surprising.
I knew that story was good when Aiden and I were doing a show at the time and we'd mentioned a podcast, and pretty much when we mentioned that we did a podcast and people went and listened was when that episode came out. And some people got hooked. They thought this was what the podcast was. They liked the editing. They liked the story elements that we were like, you know. Aiden told a great story. I guided us through to something else. Ben came in with these jokes just off the top of his head because that's what he's good at. We were working out what we did. And I got a phone call from my buddy Greg, who I was doing the show with as well. And he was like, I was at the gym in the middle of the night, and there was no one else in the gym, and I was listening to it. I nearly vomited. And I was laughing and nearly vomiting and laughing. And he goes, oh, the podcast is great. And I was like, but you don't listen to that one episode. And he was saying the podcast is great. And I was like, okay, so this is something we should hold on to. I should add, so now that we're in this new house, we had a whole setup. Like, we had a new setup. So as well as me learning how to edit it, I learned that adding music was what I wanted to do. I learned that stories should be the focus of the podcast, because we all tell great, like, we can tell a good story. But also the setup was good. We had the new equipment that we had back when we lived in the old house, but now, you know, I had this cover on my coffee table. And then I take the cover off, and then I drilled holes in my coffee table that we could put the podcast microphones into those holes. And it was a real easy way to quickly set up the podcast and quickly pack it down, so that we were doing the podcast in my living room. So it was nice to have a space now to do the podcast every week, have a place to go to do the podcast. I mean, shove the microphones in those holes, do the podcast, and then I'd pack it down. I put whatever cover I had over the top of the coffee table to cover up the holes. Boom. And it was easy and it was nice. To finally have a spot to do it. So yeah, the next few weeks start. Well, then the few weeks after that is when we really, really start to get it. The tone of the podcast was set, and the way the podcast is edited is set. And still to this day, it's kind of how they both work. We still tell stories. We still, you know, Ben still throws out random jokes and random characters on top of the stories, and I still edit it the way that I edit it, add the music. It's still set, and that's. What the podcast is, the voice of the podcast and the idea of the podcast. Which is why I always tell people to listen from episode 39 onwards. Because 39 onwards, when we don't have to worry about what the podcast is when we really started to, you know, this is when people start to quote the hits. I put in quotes, the hits, when people bring up like Burying Aiden Alive. I'm going to go through the list here on Spotify. The Garbage Meat Bag, The Garbage Bag Meat Pies Story, The Girl with Two Arseholes, Ben O when he was naked in the shed, me being sexually assaulted by that retiree at the reject shop, the masseuse offering me a hand job. This is all gibberish to new listeners, but these are the things when people talk about the podcast, these are the ones that they quote. This when we really started to get our flow and we were able to start getting stuff out and we were able to just talk and not worry and know what we were doing. So we had it was set and it was all good. I really wish right now, this would be such a good point, if this was some kind of Netflix doco for me to talk about some behind the scenes drama that happened. But I got nothing, honestly. Everything is pretty much smooth as balls on the podcast. We do the oh, you know what? I lied. Here. Some behind the scenes drama. There was a point there when we were really having a hard time with scheduling. We all had changing work schedules. So not having a set day was driving Ben in particular crazy. Me and Aiden not so much, because our schedules were already so loose. But I remember that being a drama where we were trying to work out a day and I was like, who needs a day? And Ben's like, you're a fucking idiot. And then I'm like, yeah, I might be a fucking idiot. So that was probably the only real drama I can ever remember where it was like, this fucking scheduling is off the chart. Oh, and then when we did set a day, we were falling off the day for the few weeks after. We were like, oh, can't do this day. Maybe we can we try again? And then Ben was like, why the fuck did we even set a day if we're not going to stick to the schedule? And then we just sort of had to, you know, pull our heads in, pull our fucking thumbs out and work out our schedules around this podcast day. And we did. And it's all been fine since then. All right. Let's play another clip. First, you know, before we play a clip, I feel like it's important to talk about the sponsors. I nearly forgot to do this. All right, everybody. Manscaped have been a sponsor of us for a little while now. They're amazing. They've been great to work with. Valentine's Day, everybody, it's upon us. Make sure you're ready for wherever the night may take you. Our friends at Manscaped, the global leaders in men's below-the-waist grooming, are here to tell you that you need to use the best tools for the job so you can be ready for anything on that special day, that special Valentine's Day, gentlemen. 2 million men are already trusting Manscaped products to groom. Make sure that you're one of them. Your girl can't think of what to get you this year? Your partner, your wife, your lady? Or are you a lady listening to this podcast and you can't think of what to get your man? Well, tell her, or listen to me, get the gift that's for you and for her. You know, it's a present for everybody. The best way to get started is with Manscaped's Perfect Package 3.0, and I can't recommend it anymore. I got the Perfect Package 3.0 myself, and I love it. So did Aiden and Ben. It's full of the best products to keep you looking, smelling, and feeling nice. The Perfect Package 3.0 is led by their revolutionary third-generation lawnmower 3.0 trimmer, which has advanced skin-safe technology and features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents. It's also waterproof, which prevents mess on the bathroom floor and in the sink. You can just get in the shower and get it done, especially when it's time for Cupid to shoot his arrow. And let's be real, we've smelled pretty bad down there before. That's why I'm thankful for their Crop Preserver and Crop Reviver. These products keep our boys from sweating, smelling, and sticking. These products smell good, and I promise you, they smell good. Their manly scent is attractive and will help set the mood, if you know what I mean. You know what I mean? It helps set the mood. The Perfect Package 3.0 will also come with a pair of Manscaped boxes that will keep your junk feeling fresh all day. It's time to upgrade those overused pair of boxes to Manscaped's high-performance anti-chafing boxes. Easily the comfiest boxes that I've ever put on my body. The complete grooming and complete your grooming game with the new refined cologne signature scent by Manscaped. With the same signature scent that's in all Manscaped formulas, this cologne is a perfect complement to your collection. Now, I'll be honest with you guys, because I don't want to lie to you, I don't have the cologne. I've never smelled the cologne, but if it's anything like the fucking ball toner or the ball moisturizer, it's gonna smell fucking good. This is the perfect package for your Perfect Package. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code GDADDY at manscaped.com. GDADDY. That's 20% off with free shipping. Free shipping, guys. That's pretty fucking huge. Oh, it's already 20% off and you don't pay for shipping. At manscaped.com and use the code GDADDY. Happy Valentine's Day from Manscaped and happy Valentine's Day from me, everybody. I hope you have a great Valentine's Day. All right. Let's play a clip. So this is a few weeks later. So we're up, what are we up to there? Episode 37-ish. So it's a few weeks later. I remember editing this episode, episode 50. I remember when we were recording this episode, because now we're like sort of 10 episodes past when we sort of worked out what was going on. So I was starting to relax a bit more, realizing that I don't need to be so strung up. I don't need to be like, all right, we need to keep things going because if we don't, then we're going to have dead air. And, you know, I'm like, I can edit it. We'll always think of something funny to say. I had this fear that if we weren't constantly on, that we would feel the effects of that and we would do a crap podcast. But, you know, if we're talking and things start to get a little bit slow and a bit boring, we can go, all right, well, that's crap. Matt, cut that out later on. Let's get into some good stuff. So I remember taking my eyes off the notes and just sort of talking. And we chatted for like 5 minutes about nothing, but it felt really, really good. I remember thinking, we're talking and it's just going really well. It just feels like a good podcast. All right, I'll shut up. Let's play this clip. Episode 50, here we go.
Let's talk about the thing that we didn't want to talk about at rehearsals. Where people are gathered around and Aiden's like, me and Matt are going to do the, out of nowhere, so me and Matt are going to do the most gluttonous thing. I was like, we don't need to talk about that. And he's like, oh, here's what we're going to do. I was like, Aiden, we don't need to tell this in front of people, please. And he's like, no, we're good. And then someone comes over and goes, you're required. And I'm like, thank God, let's get out of here. And we never ended up bringing it up at rehearsal. So now let's do it.
That's all we're going
to talk about. Let's do it on the podcast. We had the idea a long time ago.
Way back when.
to do something we call the devil's trifecta.
The devil's trifecta.
Which is to have...
Shitting. Wait, no, you say what? What's yours?
Shitting, spewing, coming. Boom.
Into each other. No, wait. What is it though?
What are the three big fast food chains? Hmm? What are the three big fast food chains?
Arby's, La Porchetta, Cold Rock Ice Creamery. Let's do it.
Arby's? What the fuck's Arby's?
Barely knowies.
That was straight off the bat. Yeah. Taco Bell, Wendy's, Five Guys, boom.
Five Guys so good.
We can't. Anyway, sorry. Back to it. KFC, Hungry Jay's, McDonald's. The three biggies.
Not in that order. The devil's trifecta is?
How you complete the devil's trifecta is you have one of those for every meal of the day. Mm-hmm. Breakfast, you have one. Lunch, you have another. Dinner, dessert, boom.
Thank you for clarifying what the three meals of the day are.
I'll punch you in the teeth. I wish there was a video to this podcast because me and Aiden were both just like canning on our fingers at the same time. It was
all the way up to three.
We're pretty smart. Pretty smart.
Yeah. I think it's going to be extraordinarily diarrhea filled.
I'm worried about the fact that I've only got one toilet. We're going to need a bucket in the back.
Oh my God.
You guys can just cross the streams. Cheek to cheek.
So we've been talking about it. We've been trying to work out. But the big problem is,
how much planning goes into
listen,
it?
Listen, listen.
You're driving a circle.
What order do you do them in?
Huh?
What order do you do them in? I want to hear your opinion.
Yeah,
we'll tell you how where we ended up.
Yeah.
You gotta start with Macca's brekkie.
That's where our heads went first, but continue.
Mm-hmm.
It's a rookie start.
Then, in the middle, I'm probably going... Now, hang on. No Red Rooster?
No.
Shut your mouth.
Fuck off, Red
Rooster. Red Rooster
isn't even a thing. Fuck off with your Red Rooster.
Red Rooster is KFC's...
Okay.
Okay.
I'll beep that out.
Yeah, please do.
Then I'm thinking you go on HJ's Burger for lunch, and for dinner you're going to hit the chicken.
Hit the chicken.
This is almost...
Stop at the Colonel's.
We have not matched one thing with Ben.
Really?
No, see, that's where my head went through. I think that's the first thing we said.
This is
then
my
we
counter
thought
argument,
about it, Ben.
Okay.
You said we thought about it.
Okay, this is my counter argument.
You tell me and I'll tell you why you're wrong.
Hungry Jack's for breakfast, and here's why. They do a hash brown and a muffin, okay?
Second rate.
It's second rate, but you need to just take a hit because they don't do a box, okay? There's no family box. KFC, family burger box. You're getting a burger each, you're getting nugs, you're getting tenders, you're getting chips, and you're getting a drink. That's in a box, okay? Then you're getting Macca's, dinner box again. You're getting a burger, you're getting a cheeseburger, you're getting nugs, you're getting fries, you're getting drinks.
And you finish the day.
What's the point of the box? Why do we need the box?
Well, it's cheaper. Two, it's cheaper. Three.
Right.
It's cheaper.
The devil's trifecta on a budget.
On a budget.
Sure. Well, I mean, yeah.
The devil has...
Hi, welcome to Getaway. We're doing the devil's trifecta on a budget today for the family.
Well, I also think that, like, KFC... I don't want to start the day with Macca's because every time I have Macca's brekkie, I have severe diarrhea, like, 30 minutes later.
We're going to have severe diarrhea no matter what. But then we also... The big thing that turned us over is we get to finish the day by... trying to put a Macca's ice cream on top of everything else.
Yeah.
Which is...
Because you get a sundae with your burger box.
You can't not have a Macca's sundae.
A chalky sundae.
And it's literally... We're going to be pouring it in our mouth like, come on, sit on top of it. Like,
It's going to be there. It's going to be sitting right... Like, you'll be able to see, if I open my mouth, you'll be able to see all of the food that's now just...
That was a good day. Not a particularly amazing story or idea, but a good section of the podcast, which was... I felt like it was interesting to listen to, just a couple guys banting, and it was smooth. It sounded like we knew what we were doing. All right, let's do a jump now. Let's jump to episode 58 from episode 50 for what I feel personally is the most underrated moment in the podcast's history. People do not talk about this as much as they should. There isn't really much point. There isn't really much more to talk about because. The podcast, by this point, found its legs. We knew what we were doing. I knew how to edit it. And it sort of is what it is up until today. There are a few little changes I'll mention here and there as we go through. But for now, I think I'm just going to play some clips and moments that I feel should sit at the same status as fisting a Frenchman. Well, I'll play this one and then we'll see how we go. this is a longer clip. Okay, it's about 10 minutes. Because it's two back-to-back stories. But hang around because the second story is fucking phenomenal. All right, here we go. Episode 58. Another clip.
You were telling me a story yesterday about Baz. About Baz's sister.
Oh.
Yeah, tell the story.
Why did that come up? Because Beck, what did Beck do? Oh, with the mug.
Just another Beck reference.
That's right. That's how we got into that. Because my sister was staying over and she had a mattress in the lounge room.
Mm-hmm.
And I woke up and came out and they'd gone out.
Mm.
And the mattress was there and the coffee table was like just tipped over in the side of the room. There was glasses everywhere. And I was like, fuck it. And so
what
I cleaned
what
everything
has been
up.
Happening in that house?
Is
know.
It this house?
This very same house.
I used to come home and just see Ben sitting at his computer playing video games. And now I come home and there's like his mum and his sister's also staying and we're all laughing and Ben's just sitting in the corner just shell-shocked.
Ben's like, can I come in?
They're all moving in.
Your house is just getting bigger and bigger.
No, the house is getting fucking smaller.
No, the house has actually stayed the same size.
No, it hasn't.
It's not.
It's shrunk.
Oh, no.
So, yes, your sister was staying.
Yeah, so
over.
She left a mess and she came in. She's like, oh, yeah, sorry, I was going to clean it up. But then I looked at it and I was like, nah. I don't even know what to do with this. So I just left it.
He's not
what?
Exaggerating as well. That was the words. Yeah. That was the excuse.
She came in. You
that's a boy, that's a moment when you get like stiff with anger. Yeah. That's when you're like,
it's like, what do like, you mean? I was like, well, you know, you just don't know where to start with them. Like, so what? Just burn the house down and start again?
And
what
like,
do you
oh,
mean?
God, that's why no. She needs the button. She's pushing the button every time for a new
it's
house.
It's not burn the house down. You'll be home soon.
Yeah.
You'll do it.
This seems like a not me problem. So I was like, just weird shit. And then we were talking about leaving messes and not cleaning them up.
Yeah.
And
also, that was a segue out of, oh, I'm also staying again tonight.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
And he was like, yep, I'll be back in a second. Walks into his room, so I smash his head into the wall, comes out bleeding from the forehead.
So you say that made you think about Beck leaving the broken mug in the
did
middle
we talk
of the
about
room.
The mug?
We did. We said to her, that's the...
No, I mean on the podcast.
Oh, yeah,
yeah,
we've spoken about
definitely.
That.
Definitely.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. And they talk about people just doing weird stuff. Back in the day when I was a spry young gentleman, there were still home phones.
I still have a home phone.
So you said that when you told me this story, you were like, because I was, you know, I'm an old man, I called my home phone. It's like, I had all my friends' home phones on a bit of paper.
I still have a home phone.
And you'd call up and
but
be like,
from Shepparton.
Hello, Mrs. Osmond, is Ben home? You know, that sort of shit.
You're from Shepparton, though. You still have the... Operator, get me Klondike 563.
I still call my parents have a landline and I have to call them on it.
I still have that.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
I've already said it like 4 or 5 times. Someone get the phone.
Yeah.
So anyways, that's not the point of the story. The point is you called someone on a landline.
Yeah, so I called Garbage House.
Oh, no. Okay.
He has...
Toby Datsun, infamously.
Toby Datsun, infamously.
He has a younger sister.
Yep.
I called up. Like, hey, how's it going? Like, yeah. It's like, is Garbage there? He's like, yep. It's like 15, 20 seconds of silence. I thought she was going to get it. And then the phone just hung up.
What?
So what in her mind, the conversation was, is he there? Yes, that's all the information you've asked for and I've given it to you. Good. Didn't say goodbye though, just hung up.
Yep.
This exchange is complete.
Is he there?
Yep. Yes, he is.
Well, he hasn't asked for anything more. Garb standing next to her going like, does he want me? And she's like, oh, he's not saying anything.
He hasn't asked for you. I'll just wait.
He's not saying anything. I don't know if he wants you. I guess I'll just hang up.
They call up. Oh, is Ben there? Yes, you've got him. See ya.
That's very funny.
Yeah.
Look, I don't want to do a session of just telling stories about Garbett's family.
But
he also told one.
I may have a couple more up my sleeve if you're interested.
Yes, please.
Tell him the China one. Tell him the China one.
So, me and Clytemans, in our formative teenage years...
Mm-hmm.
We're out doing something or we just went to his house. We ended up crashing.
Clytemans, let's assume that the podcast listeners don't know what a Clytemans is. Clytemans is another friend of Ben's.
Yeah.
Yes.
So we're there. We crash in the lounge room. And
because that's what you do.
Yep. Obviously. And don't clean it up.
No.
You just, where would you start?
I don't know.
No, I
don't
know. Idea.
By the way,
starting point.
But what's this mug? Smash! Fuck you.
Hey, anyone need any sugar? Just put it in your hands and walk across the...
Yeah, so,
back reference,
and then we have sex 2 months later.
Smooth transition.
I'm gonna have to cut all that out.
China.
So
barely know her.
China.
So we crash in the lounge room. It's like 6 a.m. It's like the crack of dawn.
When you went to sleep, or when you woke
up? No.
Oh,
when
you're
the
sleeping.
Story,
yeah.
Where our story begins.
The story begins with the crack of dawn.
Me and the climbers are asleep. You hear some sort of rustling.
I know where the story goes.
And it's sort of like,
I can tell.
I'm on the couch at one end of the lounge room.
Yeah.
Then there's the floor. Climbs is on the mattress. And then there's the rest of the room.
Okay.
And I sort of open my eye, hearing some sort of noise. And I see Climbs lift his head up. And at the end of the room is Garbutt's sister standing in a dressing gown with a like a semicircle wicker basket on her head. Upside down. And she stares Kleitman in the face and says, with bright white open eyes
and her hands together,
her hands together in a praying motion, "Welcome to China."
What the fuck? What the fuck? Welcome to China.
Can I
Kleitman just went, put his head back down and went back to sleep. I like the creativity of that. Like, everyone else is asleep and she wakes up. She's like, oh, fuck. Saturday morning, what am I going to do? Well, I got that flower pot thing. Guess I'll do an upside down deal with that.
I've always got the upside down China bit I can dust off.
Classic. Kills me. Makes my stomach hurt. It's so fucking funny. Let me play you guys another clip. Fuck it. We got nothing more to talk about. There'll be stuff to talk about. Let me play you guys a clip from our live episode for G-Stream 2020, which really wasn't that long ago. So by this point, again, we've had another influx of equipment. I've got this very, very expensive mixer, some great new microphones, which is the one I'm using right now. Everything I'm using right now is what we had at this point. So we got this new equipment. So we're feeling good. It sounds professional. And Aiden's grandpa had sort of become a staple idea of the podcast. Aiden always had a news story about his grandpa saying some of the fucking funniest shit. Every corner of the house is one that most people remember. But this is a great one as well. So here was this story. Our first live podcast that we ever felt went well. Enjoy it. Episode 100. Total coincidence, by the way, that episode 100 lined up with G-Stream. We thought it was the weirdest thing. But episode 100, about Aiden's grandfather's story. Let's go.
All right, I can't wait any fucking longer, Aiden.
Oh,
grandfather.
Nice. Okay, so my grandfather, this is how do you tell the kids sexy business?
You tell the kids a sexy business.
So my grandfather called me the other day and he said, Aiden, I have a problem with my Greek, the television.
The right? television.
The television is broke. So I go, okay. So he's got this Greek satellite box that gives him Greek shows. But it's, right? So he's got the box and I go over there and it's the worst thing. It's like connected to the internet, but the whole thing's got maybe a gigabyte of RAM. So it's like every time you press a button, it's like hold, open. So it's really fucking shit.
Yeah.
But once it's loaded, it's okay. And he said, I've lost some channels. Okay, cool. So I'm sitting there on the thing, looking at the TV, just pressing program up, program down, program up, program down. I've just mashed the button because I was getting like hot and sweaty because I was so angry because it wasn't responding. And then all of a sudden, it just went da 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 and landed on Erotica 1. Okay? And I'm not paying attention. I'm just going like this. And then I hear, ow! Aiden! Your breasts on the television! I look up, I was like, oh shit, there really is. This fucking woman just bouncing up and down and getting the life fucked out of her. And I was like, oh, your breasts on the television! Like that. So fucking.
They're funny. Doing it wrong! They should be doing every corner of the house!
White as rice, thank you for subscribing. And now, you guys, here we are. We're in the prison. This is episode 132. So there's 32 episodes there that, you know, there's not much more to talk about. Everything is, you know, it's all modern. It's all happening now. I talk about it on the Twitch stream all the time, but there's no big stories. We're just sort of, this is where we're at. And I'm loving where we're at, by the way, I should mention. I'm having a phenomenal time with the podcast. If you are new to the podcast, start here. This is a great point to be listening to the podcast. You will enjoy the episodes that we have coming up and you can keep up with this from now on. If you're feeling a little bit adventurous though, I would suggest start from episode 101. or 100 if you want to listen to the live one. And then you've got 32 episodes to catch up and see where we're at now. That's 32 weeks of podcasts. It's a good chance to... It's an easy marathon. But if you're feeling really, 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 really frisky, start from episode 39. That's a great point to really take a journey that goes over a couple years. Guys, this podcast is so much fun. And it has been so much fun since the first time I recorded an episode. I think it was just me and Bruce, episode one. And I talked about how, I remember talking about how crazy James Brown is. If you don't know how crazy James Brown is, read up about James Brown. He's a weird dude. But I remember all those episodes were so much fun. Then when Ben came into the mix, it was awesome. And it was really good to, become closer with Ben and Aiden throughout the podcast. Obviously, Aiden and I were already very, very close. So particularly Ben, it was a great way for us to bond over something. And chat. It's just been an absolute blast doing the whole podcast. If I can, let me just say a couple of things on top of what I've already fucking haven't shut up about. The post show, you guys. The post show is a episode that we record straight after the podcast. There will be no post show this week. But I'll put something else up on the Patreon. So if you want to hear the post show, go to patreon.com/therealgmat. Sometimes they're 5-minute episodes. Sometimes they're 25-minute episodes. We just sort of wrap up, talk about stuff that we didn't have time to talk about. It's just a little extra content for those people who feel like supporting us for $3 a month, $4 a month, $5 a month, whatever you want to spend. And let me thank you guys, everyone who listens to the podcast, each and every one of you. If you're in your car right now, if you're lying in bed, whatever you're doing, I want you to know that I appreciate you. And the support that you guys give us is unreal. Come over to Twitch, twitch.tv/TheWheelJamMat. If you do listen to the podcast, I'm streaming there a lot. Come say you came from the podcast, you enjoy the podcast, because I'd love to talk to you in person. And that's pretty much it, you guys. I wrote down in my notes to do a call to action. But I think I've done everything I can do. Keep listening to the podcast. The Real Gmat on YouTube, that's my main hustle. That's where I started. There's still videos every week. Twitch. And that's pretty much it. For those who don't know, I work for a company called Gameology. They support me, so support them because they're great. We have a collaborative channel called Send Noobs, which is still all my videos. I edit them. And it's essentially my content, just like on my main channel. All right, I'll see you guys next week, or I'll talk to you guys next week. You'll hear from me next week with Ben and Aiden by my side. It's going to be good. All right, love you guys. Goodbye.
Hey, it's Matty from GMAT, and don't forget that if you enjoyed this week's episode of the GMAT podcast and you want to hear more, we also have the podcast post show available exclusively to our Patreon supporters over at patreon.com/TheRealGMAT. The podcast post show is a shorter episode recorded directly after the regular podcast where we wrap up the show and discuss everything we didn't have time for. Don't forget to rate this podcast on your podcast app of choice and share it with all of your friends.